Hey, hey, what's going on? You are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree, and I'm the host of the show, as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, and abundance for Black women. In today's episode, I am sharing a snippet of a YouTube live video that I did recently. In the title of the video is how I am a quote-unquote failure. I am basically failing at life right now. And I say that because when I think of my life, things I have done, how I am living it intentionally now, these things that I am doing where I'm choosing to live in a more simpler way, these are not, I'm not doing things in accordance to how the system was set up. And the system was not intended for us anyway. We know this. The system was not intended for Black people and definitely not for Black women. So when I say the word failure, I'm putting that in air quotes. I want to make sure that I mention that, okay? Because just to be clear, all right? But a lot of us, or some of us, many of us, not me, but I know a lot of us, at one time or another, we pursued the American dream only to find out that it's not even real. The American dream literally equals, if nothing else, American debt, American keeping up with the Joneses, American never resting, American always striving. If that's the dream, you know, I don't want it. It's not for me. So that's what I'm sharing in this episode. And also, I am quickly, in case you missed it, sharing again my BEING framework, B-E-I-N-G. So I go into that as well. And I would invite you to consider practicing some of that as well. If you are struggling with your self-care, you don't know where to start, you don't know what to do and all that, take some time after you listen to this episode, come up with a starter ritual plan, something simple. You can pick and choose, you know, from the BEING pillars, whatever makes sense for you. But it's just a really good way to tap into certain things each day that are going to nurture you, help you to feel more joyful, more at peace, more just more yourself, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and end this here. After my voice, you're going to hear me jump right into the YouTube live. And here we go. One of the reasons I'm a failure is because, again, I'm decentering capitalism. I am choosing to live my life in a different way. And that automatically, like, once you decide, like, I am going to live my life differently, I'm going to live my life outside the box, I'm going to live my life in a way that does not align with the American dream and American values, you're already failing. You're already failing at life. You're already failing because you're not following the program. You're not following the program. You're not following the American dream blueprint, which was never for Black people anyway, but we're not going there. Okay. So you're already failing, sis. If you are deciding to be creative and tap into that versus, you know, whatever the American dream is, you're failing. You're already failing, all right? So I'm failing and I'm proud of it. I am failing because the American dream is a scam, all right? There are people out there that have done everything perfectly and they are still struggling. There are people out there that have, they bought the house, okay? Or they're paying 30, 40 years for these house notes. That is American dream, right? $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 homes, if not more. That's the American dream, all right? So you've got the home. You went and you got the degrees. You got 3 degrees, girl. You're smart as hell, all right? You got 3 degrees, all right? You got married. You had the 2.5 kids. You have the white picket fence. You got the new cars in the driveway, right? You are working your job. But we are, like, it's still a scam. It's a scam when you have done all the things that they said you have to do to live this dream and you still struggling. It's a scam when you have done all the things that you were told was the American dream, but you still can barely afford medical insurance or health care. Okay. It's still a scam. We can barely prioritize getting 7-8 hours of sleep at night for your health. Like, it's a scam. And it's even crazier to me, this idea, when you're making this money, okay, we're working for these organizations that could give two shits about people, Black women in general, because that's who I'm talking to. They don't care about us, all right? But we need to earn this little money,
And then they want us to go out there because this is American dream. We got to go out there and buy all this stuff. We've got to go out there and be a consume heavily. Is that a word? Heavily. I think so. Consume, buy all this stuff with the small amounts of money that we are making after we have paid into all this stuff, from healthcare to cars to homes to this to that. It's a scam. It's a setup. You will not win. Or most of us will not win in that way. Okay? It's a scam. It's a scam. It's crazy. Chipotle, I read an article about Chipotle recently where they were saying something like, and I just skimmed it, honey, because I don't care about Chipotle, but they were saying something like how their numbers are slipping. Their profits are slipping because the young folks are not coming in and buying the food. Duh. Can't nobody hardly, what? You're getting paid pennies and then they want you to turn around and then just put that money right back out there. Like, where is the wealth building? Where is the prioritization of our health and wellness? Like, it's just, I can't do it. I am failing at life. Apparently I'm failing. I have never been married. I've been proposed to twice at least, but I've never been married. I'm a single mom. I have one child. What else? How else am I failing? I do not own a home. I am in debt. What else? You know, I am just not, I've never owned a home. I am not living the American dream, but I will take that fail anytime, any day, because what I am doing as I am failing, and I'm using failing in quotes because obviously I'm being sarcastic when I use that word, all right? But I will wear that badge of honor because I am doing shit that I want to do. I never, ever, ever want to work a 9-to-5 job again in my life. Period. Especially now that I'm in my 50s, I will be damned if I will go and give more hours of my time. Your hours, your life, it's a resource that can and will be depleted eventually. Okay. So I will not go into an office, God willing, and sit behind a desk and continue to do this whole scammy system of existence just so that other people can profit off of me, whereas I might be earning $25 an hour or whatever, and they are millionaires and billionaires and kajillionaires and trillionaires. I'm not doing it. I want to live my life for me. I want to live my life for me, doing things that are important for me. That to me will never be a fail. So my life is not together yet, but I am building towards that actively. And that's why this being framework is so valuable to me. It's so valuable to me because when I touch all those pillars, you know, at least a few times a week, my life is changing. My life is changing. Now you may be like, well, Bree, how are you making money, girl? How are you surviving? How are you paying your rent? Child, let me tell you. This podcast is pretty much the main way. And I'm not talking about here on YouTube. I'm talking about the one on iTunes, like the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast, is how I have been sustaining myself by doing ads. And I only do ad reads for things that I trust, I have researched, I believe in, or I have used it, I like it. So opportunities have fallen through the cracks. Like I have one sitting in my inbox now that wants to be a sponsor. And I went to Trustpilot and I'm like, baby, this Trustpilot score, I'm not going to bring this to my audience. I'm just not going to do it. Okay. So money has definitely fallen cracks. That's one of the reasons why I'm in debt, is because I was telling my accountability partner this yesterday. I don't want to live a life where I am building money or building wealth or whatever by any means necessary. I'm not trying to martyr myself. So I know what I'm saying sounds crazy. You might be thinking, Bree, you're stupid, you're crazy, whatever. But money has never been like, I want money. I'm not saying that I don't. We need money to survive. I want to live well. I want to go out and buy things that I want and all that. But it's more than that for me. money is not like the end all be all for me. And that's another reason why I am failing at life, because money is not the priority. My energy is the priority. My creativity is a priority. My health is a priority. My happiness is my priority. My wellness is my priority. My community that we're building is my priority. How I feel about myself each day, how I nurture myself each day, how I tend to myself each day. That is the priority to me. And it's crazy. You can never really be the main priority when you're like thrust into this system that doesn't want you to prioritize yourself. You were born, according to the system, you were born to feel a need. You were born to be a cog in the machine. I don't want to do that. I've done it forever. Survival mode is a real thing. So me going against the grain, like financially, yes, I am in survival mode right now. I may not be in survival mode in other ways as far as like energy, time, how I feel about myself. These are all important things. But obviously, when you think about survival mode, money, you know, I'm in survival mode when it comes to that. You know what I'm saying? I hope you are picking up what I'm laying down. But I am choosing to figure things out for myself. I know that there's a way for me to be taken care of and to do things with my gifts and talents where I don't feel like I am, you know how the bro marketers, like they're selling all these things and making all these promises. And I don't want to live my life that way. I don't want to live my life with the same ambitions of, for example, a white man, you know, who is just living their lives a certain way when it comes like money and trying to get all the things and all that. I don't want that. I want a simpler life. I want a simpler life. And for me, that does not mean less luxury. That does not mean not having my needs met. But I don't want to live a life where, you know, I look around in this grand home with all this expensive stuff and I'm still like my soul just feels depleted and dead. And I'm wondering, what was the point of my life? To accumulate all this stuff? What did I do with my life? So yeah, your girl is definitely failing at life, quote unquote failing. And I'm happier. I'm happier, you know, because I know that the money will come. I know that things will fall into place as I continue to do the things that are on my spirit to do, what I'm being led to do. So this is not to say that if you right now are listening to this or watching this, that because you are in a 9-to-5 situation right now, that you are failing or you're not doing the right thing. I'm not saying that. This is one of the points of life. We all have to follow our own path. We all have our own journey. Someone could be watching me and saying, girl, you crazy. I love my job. They treat me so well. I am on track to have $1 million in my 401k and da da da. And I love that for you. You found a place for you where you are respected, you are nurtured, you are paid well. And on top of that, you love what you do. You love what you do. You don't feel like a commodity, a cog in the machine. That is a part of living your best life. That's a part of living your best life. Some people, that is their path. But it's not the path for everyone. And there are people out there that have done every single thing right. Every single thing perfectly, from the wedding to the home to the kids to the this to the that. They've done to the education. You got 3 degrees. You have done all the things they told you to do. And you still are struggling. You're still struggling one way or another, right? So just because you have done all the things does not mean that, number one, this American dream is magically going to happen, all right? But number two, it doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to be happy. The system was not designed for your happiness, because if it was designed for our happiness, we would be living our lives from 9 to 5 or what for 8 or 9 hours. We would be living our best lives, our health. We would be getting paid, you know, to exercise. We'd be getting paid to get your breasts examined. We would be getting paid to eat salads every day or take your supplements or take care of your skin or get in the gym and lift those weights, like whatever, or get creative and tap into your creativity and make beanies like I did this week. Like we would get paid for that kind of stuff. But that's not how the system is designed. The system is designed for us to kind of do okay. You're doing okay. You're kind of doing okay, right? But you know, your body is good from your 20s to your 60s or 70s. And after that, the machine just spits you up or chews you up and spits you out. You are no longer useful. And now here you are in your 70s. You don't know who you are. You don't know what you want. You don't know why you're here. You haven't tapped into anything that will contribute to your wellness. And you're lost. You're lost. And especially without that job, I keep seeing stories of people who get to their 70s. They get the boot. And they are lost because that job was everything. They didn't build relationships. They didn't tap into creativity. They didn't learn how to, you know, do things or start walking or get in the kitchen and learn how to like make bread and, you know, just do different things that will tap into their joy and peace and health and wellness and community, sense of community. And then that job is like, you're no longer useful to us. We don't want you anymore. We don't want you here. We can get a 30-year-old to do it now, faster, whatever, for less money. Be on your way. Here is a little severance to last you for 3 months. And goodbye to you and good luck. God bless. Deuces. And people are lost. They're just lost. And it's not their fault. We were told this is what we're supposed to do. We were taught that this is what we are supposed to do. I don't know anyone in my inner circle that was taught anything other than get a good paying job and keep that good paying job no matter what. Anyone? Were you taught that other than, of course, like make sure you get your yearly and go to the dentist 2 or 3 times a year, like all that stuff. But really, were our parents talking about actively like, wellness, happiness, joy, friendships, relationships, community building, creativity, that kind of thing? Was that kind of thing really highly encouraged? Or was it get that degree, get that good paying job? That's it. That's the priority. That's the focus. That's the value. That's where you should be aligned with. Everything else is not even secondary. It's thirdly. I don't even know if that's a word. You know what I'm saying? It's not the primary, even the secondary. These last few days, like I said, I know that I said, where's Callie going? I know that I said that I was going to come back every single day, but I promise you, I am still doing the being. The baby, I'm still being. I just didn't realize how much bandwidth would go into recording videos, doing voiceovers, uploading them. Like I apologize for that. I have video on my phone just sitting there. I've been working on the land. I told you all that in, God willing, this coming year, in 2026, I'm going to be living on 3 acres of land with a friend. We're going to be gardening.
This episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone. And that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W, with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by CHEV.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Food for people in need. We're gonna have community programs, different things like that. We'll be living in RVs. And go sit down, mama. Go sit down. We'll be living in RVs and living more simply. And so that way we don't have to worry about, hold on, y'all. Oh, I think that's outside. We don't have to worry so much. We won't necessarily be completely off the grid, but we won't have to worry so much about paying rent. Okay, that money can go to something else. That kind of thing, right? But yeah, I have definitely been being working the land, doing that kind of labor, which I enjoy, and taking long walks every morning slash jogging with my dog. Been doing that almost every morning. I have been eating a little healthier, making healthier choices when I can. I have obviously been creative. I have been crocheting. I made my first beanie. Took me 3 days, like I mentioned before. And baby, can't tell y'all how mad I was getting over this beanie, but I finally did it. I gotta get rid of these strings, but I finally did it after 3 days. And now I am officially a crochet girl. So I will definitely be doing more crochet. And I'm excited to share that with you as a part of just me tapping into my creativity. What else have I been doing over the last 14 days? I've been cleaning, doing my best to clean my environment every day. At least this is my living area slash bedroom, because we live in a one bedroom by choice. I'm trying to get out of debt, y'all. So I have to make certain decisions where I can keep more money in my pocket, especially since I'm not bringing in so much. And so I decided when I moved out here, I'm going to get a one bedroom. My daughter has it, so she can have her own space. And so this is my bed. This is a futon. This is my bed that I sleep on. And, you know, what else? But yeah, cleaning my space. Some mornings, I washed a load of clothes. I have clothes going on in the washer right now. I cleaned the living room. I swept the living room. I'm going to go and clear out the dishwasher and put some more dishes in, that kind of thing. I try to reset my space every morning. You know, I've still been doing mirror work or challenging negative thoughts that I've been having on occasion, because negative thoughts are definitely going to be coming up, child, especially if you are, quote unquote, failing at life. They are going to come up. And so I try to combat or challenge those things, because I don't want them. I've had so much negativity in my life. I don't want that to continue to like seep in. So I'm trying to be very mindful of the things that I say to myself or the things that I just allow to go unchecked or unchallenged. Haven't been journaling as much. And usually I journal pretty much almost every day, but I have noticed that over the last 2 weeks, because this is day 14, if I'm not mistaken, I may have journaled twice in the last 2 weeks. And, but you know, that's fine. You know, taking my showers, doing my skincare. Skincare is very important to me. I want to have even skin so that I have a natural glow up, because I'm not necessarily a makeup girly, right? So taking care of my skin. I know my hands are a little ashy now because I washed my hands so many times, but I promise you, I took my shower. I moisturized my whole situation, taking care of my nails. I try to make sure I polish my nails like at least like once a week, every Sunday. So just creating these rituals that help me to feel well. Those are the things I have been doing over the last 2 weeks. And what I will continue to do the next two weeks and 2 days of this challenge. So I know, like I said before, that I was going to show up every single day, but I just don't know how to do it without creating extra work for me. I don't know how to do it. So, but I promise you, I'm still in it to win it. And I will update as I can. I'm excited for 30 days because I'm just curious to see like what will have changed in my life or just what new thoughts I've had. But yeah, this whole idea of me failing has been sitting with me for a long while, actually. Because, you know, just in life, we know that this, like living in a one bedroom, you sleeping in the living room, in debt, not wanting to work, because I refuse, like, as far as like a 9-to-5, unless things get super destitute and desperate, I don't ever want to work again in my life. Never. So these things, I'm failing. This is a fail. You know, this is considered a fail. This is not the American dream. This is not. I'm not striving to have all the things. I'm not striving to overconsume. I'm not striving to buy all the things. I'm not striving to keep up with the Joneses. I'm not striving to, you know, whatever we've been taught to compare, like how we compare ourselves. Oh, they just got a new car. I need to get a new car. Oh, they just bought a bigger house. Oh, they just remodeled their kitchen. Oh, they just did this. Oh, they just did that. Oh, they just took a 10-week vacation. Oh, I got to do that too. I gotta get these credit cards. I can go on a 10-week vacation too. Like, I've done that enough, which is one of the reasons why I'm in debt. I've done that for years. If you've never listened to the Brown Girl Self-Care podcast, in one of the episodes, at least one or two, I told you that for many, many years, like my trauma, part of my trauma was I wasn't good enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy to be here, right? Because I was raised in like poverty situation. And so when I became an adult, what did I do? I ran out. Like, debt has been a part of my story for pretty much my entire life. And that's why I'm actively working now to change that narrative, right? So I'm not ashamed to talk about my debt. It's a part of my journey. It's a part of my story. But one of the things I did was literally, and this is funny, but it's not funny. But when I think about it, I'm like, girl, you was wild. Because I felt so unworthy, and because I couldn't have all the things that I wanted, one of the easiest ways for me to feel like I was somebody, to feel like I was worthy, to feel like I was, you know, a pimp, was get a new car. And at the time, my credit was great. I was making good money. And so literally almost every year, I would either lease a new car or get a new car. And then after like a year or two, I'm like, oh, I'm tired of this car. I would turn the car in. And girl, you know that if you have not paid a car down significantly, what happens? You are upside down in payments. A car dealership loved to see me coming, honey, because that meant that I was about to be upside down in payments for a new car. I have had so many cars in the last 20 years, probably at least 10 different vehicles, probably at least in 20, 25 years. That does not make sense. That should have been a red flag for me that something was not right. But here I was striving to pretend that I was the woman, to pretend that I was living my best life, to pretend that I had it all together, to pretend that I was on track to be living the good life, to be living the American dream. Look at me. I got a new car, baby. Look at me. I got a new car. Okay. I'm important. I'm riding around in this lush new car. I mean, I've had, these were not like Mercedes. Let me clear that up. These were not like Mercedes, BMWs, all that, just to be clear. But from a Jeep Grand Cherokee to, I think I've had 3 brand new Toyota Camrys, maybe 2 RAV4s, Toyota Highlander. What else? A Ford Edge. I think some of them are escaping me, but I've had at least those, right? But I was living the dream. I was living the dream. I was doing whatever I could to prove, to show outwardly that inside I was okay, and that I was, you know, one of the good ones who was pursuing this American dream, going to work every day, getting cars, you know, all that thing, to show that I was somebody, to show that I was special, to show that I was worthy, you know? So that's one of the reasons why that I just having that kind of mentality, right, is one of the reasons why I am in debt today, doing what I can to actively pay off my debt. And once I do this, I don't care how long it takes, 2 years, 5 years, whatever, but once this is done, I will not get into that position again, period. I refuse. I have changed my life so much. In fact, here's proof. I paid off my last car. Okay. I paid off my last car in 2020. What year is this? 2025? I paid off my car. I think it was like early 2024 or 2023. Maybe it was 20. I don't know what year it was. But in the last year or two, I have completely paid off my car. My car is now 10 years old. 9 or 10 years old. It is completely paid off. I own it. And I cannot see myself rushing out to get another vehicle, period. This is how I know my life has changed. My car is older. It's a Toyota. It's still good. It has less than 100,000 miles because I don't be driving all the places. Child, I'm a homebody. Okay, I'm an introvert and I'm a homebody. But my life is changing, and I know because of these kind of signs. Owning my own car for the first time ever in my life. That may not be a huge deal to many, especially those of us that are striving for this idea of the American dream. Oh, she doesn't have a new car for a few years. That's a fail. For me, that's a win. So again, I will take the fails. I'll take that as a fail. But that's a win for me. That's a win for me, right? So yeah, girl. So far, just doing this challenge has really helped me to continue to look at the big picture of who I want to be, how I am blooming right now in this season, where I am right now, how I'm feeling about myself, how I am taking care of myself, just things like that. So definitely more to come, but I'm still moving forward. I'm happy with where I am, and happier, I should say, because obviously I want to take care of things. It's like, especially the debt. Like, I wish I had a magic wand, be like, just get rid of this debt. But clearly that's not going to happen, and that's okay. But I'm definitely out here doing my best to thrive and live a simpler life. Simple, again, does not mean you cannot have luxury. Simple does not mean you can't have the things of your heart and what you want. But simple for me means less stuff that I could give two shits about. That is a part of a simpler life for me. Doing things or having things that I care about, that I want to be in my environment, that I want to be in relationship with, that to me is a part of living a more simple life. And again, this is not what the systems are set up for. They want us to consume. They want us to buy all the things. They want us to feel like we are behind everybody else. We have to keep up. It's just this continuous, it's a continuous process of always feeling like you're behind. And because you're behind, you're not good enough. Because you're behind, you're nobody. Because you're behind, you're never going to be anybody. You're never going to make it. You're always going to be down and out. And I don't believe that. I don't believe that one bit. So yeah, I am over here living differently. And I believe that I'm better for it. So let me see if there's any comments. I don't think that there are, other than the ones I saw. Adrian, I don't know if you're still here, but if you are, girl, I'm so glad. My beanie. Yeah, it's really nice. I appreciate that. This is what I am prioritizing over the rat race. As crazy as it sounds, especially for someone who's in debt, I just cannot prioritize this hustle. I cannot prioritize grind mode. I cannot prioritize all these things that we were told to do or whatever, especially when people are like the SNAP benefits. I think that the decision was reversed, but I'm not 100% sure. I got to look into that. But people are out here hungry. People are out here living paycheck to paycheck. But these are people that have been sold the damn dream and are doing all the things, and they're still struggling. It's like they can just make all these rules and then just take them away. So why do I want to contribute to that? I just don't. I refuse to work a job, live and die, and that's it. There has to be more. And I want to know what the more is. And I'm willing to take a risk and believe that God, like my gifts and talents, they will make way for me in some kind of way where I will be paid in a way that feels good and not have to beg and lie and steal and hustle and do all that. I don't want to do that. I want to see what the good parts of life are. Outside of sitting at a desk for 10 out 9 8 commuting, I don't want to do that. So that's just my life. But this is where I am right now. Oh, I don't think I said what the buckets are, so I'll say that really, really quickly, then I'm gonna hop off. But the buckets for being, this is my framework for living a life that I love. The B is for body, moving my body every day, or doing things for my body that are gonna tap into wellness, making healthier choices, taking my supplements, taking care of my skin, taking showers, lotioning my body, like brushing my teeth, like all those things are like body, taking walks, yoga, that kind of thing. All right. Making your medical appointments. That's what I consider body. E is for environment, the spaces that I'm in, digital and physical, all right? Are they cluttered? Are they spacious? Are they a vibe? Is it light and airy? Is it clean? Is it, you know, is my desk cluttered at, well, I don't work anymore, but like if I had a desk, which I don't anymore, is my desk cluttered? Do I have plants on my desk at work? Like you can do this for your job too, you know? My inbox, is it full? Is it, do I have a million emails to delete or respond to? Like that kind of thing. That's what I mean when I say environment. I is for identity, who I am right now, being rooted in that, as well as who I'm blooming into, making decisions that are aligned with my morals and values, like me refusing to tap into these systems of fuckery, excuse my French, that is a part of my identity, okay? Things that I am doing, thinking, being now, that tap into who I am and also who I want to be. N is for nurture. I would say that creativity is definitely a part of my nurture experience, all right? When I think of nurture, I'm thinking of like my inner Brie, my inner child or the inner me, my spirit, you know, things that make my spirit happy or nurture my spirit. So it could be spending time. Yesterday, I watched Jurassic World Rebirth, which was total trash, by the way. Thank God I didn't pay for that. It was on Peacock. But we watched Jurassic World Rebirth last night. And that was a part of my being. It was with my daughter. We sat here and we watched. My daughter doesn't, she's older. She's in her 20s. So she's usually like on her computer doing stuff like with her friends or whatever, blah, blah, blah. So being able to spend time with her is, you know, I love that. I love to be able to do that, do like little activities with her. So that was a part of my nurture. Journaling, meditation, prayer time. Did I say creativity already? But those type of things, mirror work. You know, addressing negative beliefs that you have, all right? That is how I nurture. G is for grounding, doing things that ground me in community, doing things that ground me physically, doing things that ground me and connect me to the earth. So it could be going outside and earthing, literally earthing, taking your shoes off, if it's safe to do this, obviously, and connecting with the earth for 15 minutes or half an hour. It could be going to the beach, swimming in the ocean, which I would never do, but you might, okay? It could it could be hugging a tree. It could be walking on grass. It could be sitting in the sun. It could be grounding, spending time with girlfriends and just having real conversations and having a good kiki. It could be like what I'm doing now. I am grounding myself in community because even though no one's necessarily talking to me, the Brown Girl Self-Care like podcast and this page, I want it to be a source of community bonding and building. That's what the G stands for. So being, body, environment, identity, nurture, ground. So if you want to follow that type of process, I invite you to do that. That's definitely something that you can do. Again, it's not about perfection. You don't have to hit every single bucket every single day. It's not about that. This is not a performative type of thing. So you can get to the end of it in 30 days and be like, oh my God, look at me. Look at all the things I did. Like that's not what being is about for me.
And I am back here in real time. Just want to say thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the podcast. I would love to hear more about your self-care journey and or what you thought about today's episode. Feel free to shoot me a quick message at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, that's connect, C-O-N-N-E-C-T, @browngirlselfcare.com. Or leave a rating and review on Spotify. I do read those as well. And also on iTunes, I read those too. All right, so that is it for this week's episode. Thank you again so much for being a part of this community, for listening to this week's episode. When you did, I cannot wait to connect with you next week with another episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Take care.